Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth. Spingola Speaks radio program, but hey, I don't sound like Deanna, do I? It is May 5th, 2018, or maybe we're calling it Cinco de Mayo now to be politically correct. I don't know. Whatever. It's good to be with you today. My name's Clint. Some of you may remember me or know me from my previous stint here at RBN for a couple years. To which I went away for a little while and decided I was going to write a book. And since then, I've printed that book, very happy to say. It's very large. I'm going to get right into it today, skip the pleasantries, and we'll take some calls in the last half of the show. I just wanted to talk a little bit about what I've learned. Now, it's very difficult for folks to hear. What I've found is it's very difficult for folks to hear the truth about things. And when I say the truth, I mean the way things are. The way things are in a neutral capacity. Neutrality is a very lost art in our current political situation, our political correctness and all that stuff. Of course, political correctness is very, very important for socialism and communism. So we're kind of lost when it comes to accepting things for the way they are. For instance, just to give you the ultimate example, nature itself. You know, we forget sometimes to remember that nature is this sort of never-changing thing that we don't have an opinion about. It just is. It exists. Some call that God. Some call it nature. It all boils back to the same thing. We forget to remember sometimes that, yeah, we're not in control of that. We don't get to decide what nature is, how it works, what its laws are. Those are beyond us. Now, unfortunately, that same mentality doesn't seem to exist when it comes to the legal realm. When it comes to the opinion and our own personal views on things, we sometimes, or quite often, in fact, replace how things are written, with the way we, the way we wish they could be or want them to be. If I were to say that I had a talent, which I wouldn't, but if I were to say that I had a talent, I would say that would be my talent. I'm a primary source researcher. I want to know the way things are, despite how harmful those things are to my own ego, my own reputation, which is kind of funny because that's what's been hurt most of all by discovering how things really work and trying to tell people that, is that my own reputation has been pretty much destroyed. You're either, you know, the second I mention, for instance, the Bible, which is the foundation of the common law, as transferred over from England and as copyrighted by the Crown, in fact, you know, as soon as I mention that word, half the people tune out, even though it's the foundation of our system of law. It's why they call us a Christian nation. The nation itself is not Christian, and the point is that the nation is the opposite of the Bible. The Bible, if you don't follow the Bible law, the natural law, or what more accurately, the law of nature, law of God, well, then you're going to be stuck in this legal system, which is absolutely 100% opposed to nature, God, the law of nature. The second I say that, oh, God, he said the word God. I'm out of here. You know, it's a shame because that is where my path ultimately led me, and it could lead to no other place. on one side you have the atheistic mentality, on the other side you have the false corporate Christian mentality. None of which have read the Bible, none of which follow the Bible law, and please understand that I found that the reason that the Bible is the foundation of common law is because it's a book of law, a testament, right? I mean, that means law. It's law. It's not religion. Religions are something built around a source. The source of religion is not religion itself. And that's very important to understand, because religion is designed to take you away from the Bible, to give you a false doctrine, i.e., what does doctrine mean? A false law. The problem with churches is that they're incorporated, which means they're legal entities, they're corporations. In other words, they're artificial persons. Why is that important? Well, there's a very important distinction between what we believe is the quote-unquote freedom of religion and what is called religious freedom. Now, oh, semantics. You know, it turns out semantics are everything. And let me explain to you what the difference is here, because this is a very, very, very important difference. What is the freedom of religion compared to religious freedom, and which one is protected under the as a natural right under the Constitution? The Constitution doesn't give you any rights, it just protects the ones you already have, which is why you have none, because you're not privy to that protection, and the second you become a U.S. citizen, you have no longer the ability to express religiously your rights, God-given rights, which are the laws of nature, the rights, natural rights. You see, it all folds back in on itself. You deny God, you deny the source of natural rights. It's that simple. And trust me when I say government loves the atheist, loves the false Christian, loves anybody who is not actually following the law, the Bible, the very foundation of common law. So, I've probably already lost half my audience just because I'm talking about something they don't want to hear. They don't want to hear the truth. And that's just such a shame to me. It's a point of contention. It's almost enough to make me stop even trying to communicate publicly, anyway, with people, because it's just like I said. I want you to think about this: whether God exists or doesn't exist, whatever your opinion is on that does not matter, because government believes, and you are under government. Therefore, your God is its God. I can't stress that enough, okay? When you get an insurance policy and it says, hey, oh, sorry, you didn't read the fine print. This insurance policy does not cover an act of God. That tells you right there that, hey, they believe. Whatever that means to them, they believe. And when you define that term in the Bible, which stands for many, many different words are used. Some people say Yahweh, some people say Jehovah, or YHVH, however, whatever those four letters are. It doesn't matter, because the intent of the word is what's important. It's a verb. Jehovah is a verb. It's not a name. It's a action. It's what it's being. It's existence itself. It's the universe. It's nature. It's everything as one quote unquote living God. That's the definition. That's not Clint. That's not my opinion. I never give my opinion anymore. I only want to know the way things are, the way things are intended, the definitions of things. That's all I want to know. Now, you might not like what I'm saying, but I'm quoting source, and all I'm telling you is that if you're a citizen of the United States, then when you get insurance, you may or may not get paid for an act of God. What is an act of God defined as? An act of nature. How do you possibly go against that? How do you separate the two? God is not nature. God is nature. No, it's all the same word. It means the same thing. Law of God, law of nature. Word of God. God is truth. Well, if God is truth, then the word of God is just truth. Any man who speaks truth is speaking the word of God, because God is truth. You see, it all falls back in on each other. And this is how the religions of the world, the entertainments, the Jewish Hollywood, of course, has completely taken this knowledge, this beautiful self-evident knowledge, away from us? How can we be self-governing if we don't understand where our the ability to do so comes from? And not just the ability, not just because it's the Bible, but because that's what government recognizes as higher than itself. I can't stress this enough. If an act of God is something that involves no human or agency of man, something out of the control of man, that means it's higher. You see, that is proof, whether you like it or not. I don't really care if you like it or not, but that's proof that government recognizes in law a higher authority and power and law than itself. Now, I can't force you to accept that. I can't force you to understand or even comprehend that. This is, again, I'm not telling you to believe anything. I'm telling you what government believes, and therefore, by default, as its subject, you believe in person, in its person, in its straw man. This is how things work. And if you know, what is the main goal of these alternative networks, these alternative, everybody wants to, they're looking for that notion of how do I be free? Everybody that writes me, how do I be free? Well, you see, freedom is a negative concept. It's not a positive thing. It's not something that you write on a piece of paper. It's a mindset. It's what your actions are. It's the law that you follow and emulate at all times. Right? And that is the big difference between freedom of religion, which means belonging to religion. Well, remember, religions are all legal, so they're under the legal law of government. And then religious freedom, which is the freedom to actually be religious about something. See, the difference between those two is one is a doctrine. The other is something you do as a verb, an action that you follow religiously. I drink a cup of coffee religiously every morning. Religiously. It's not my religion. I can stop at any time and I won't feel bad about it. It won't be, you know, it won't be a sin. And I won't. No. I'm doing it religiously. You see, those are the difference. One's a verb, one's an action or an adjective, and one is a name, an empty title. I'm a Christian, even though I don't follow any of the laws of God in the Bible as set out, and I partake in everything that is anti-God, anti-Bible, which is the legal system, somehow I'm a Christian. No. The Bible doesn't say be a Christian. Did you know that? The Bible doesn't say there's an afterlife. The Bible doesn't say any of the things that religions say it does. All that artwork from the church. There's no halo in the freaking Bible. The halo comes from the God of Ra. There's no halos in the Bible. That's all the work of the church. Religion. And trust me when I say, before there was a state, there was a church. Then there was the church and state. Now it's pretty much just becoming the state. Well, yeah, we're still married to the church, but we're separated, right? The separation doesn't mean annulment. It doesn't mean you're not, still not connected. Because, of course, the church must forgive the state. The state must protect the church. It's a mutual relationship that can't exist without the other. They say, of course, in every constitution, and, you know, this is further proof of the recognition. Thanks to Almighty God, thanks to the higher power, whatever it says, it always thanks God before it says we're creating this Constitution. How do you deny that? How do you possibly stand up and say I'm an atheist, but I'm also a citizen? It's just, none of this makes sense, you see. None of it makes sense. And the hilarious thing about atheism, you know, when you actually understand the definition of God, which is existence, all of existence, the universe, right? All of self-existence, that which is not created by man, right? You understand that. It's so beautiful, so wonderful, so spiritual, so easy to distinguish what is a creation of man, which is all language, all mathematics, science, all that stuff, and what is real, what is in nature, what is self-existence. It exists because it exists. Well, that's what you're saying you don't believe in when you say you don't believe in God. So what is the definition of an atheist? According to the sources that matter, which are dictionaries, legal dictionaries, etc., Noah's dictionary, Webster's dictionary. Why do I say that? Because that's what they're going to look at when they decide, what do you mean when you say you're an atheist? You're standing before me who will judge what an act of God is or is not, and you're saying you don't believe in God? Well, that automatically means you are going to be governed by me, by government, because you cannot self-govern. You don't have the tools, the knowledge, or even the sense to realize that what we say, what we established as the foundation of our law, the Bible, carries in it the entirety of the law of nature, which is the only thing that can get you out, give you salvation from our legal law. Otherwise, you have to be governed by us. Even the presidents of the United States have said you will either be governed by God or by man. Those are your choices. Most people read the Bible, they have no idea what the word God means. They don't realize that every time the word God is used, almost always it's used in reference to men acting as kings, as magistrate. Look at the word magistrate. It means God. Holy crap. All those times that God did these horrible things in the Bible, it turns out when you translate the word, it was archon or Elohim, which means plural for gods. There's even a verse that says in the Bible that the Lord, Jehovah, i.e. nature, the universe, is higher than the gods, which says Elohim, right? I mean, it's all there. It's all there, but it's been written in English, rearranged so that those original words, Elohim, Archon, King, Judge, Magistrate, President, King, Mayor, Governor, whatever it is that is some god, some false god, someone that's esteemed in power, who has power that shouldn't, an illegitimate source of authority, is always called a god. So we can't read the Bible as it stands. We have to go and we say, okay, this time where it says God, what does it mean? Oh, go to the concordance. It means king. So it wasn't actually nature that's completely neutral, right, that did all these horrible things. No, it was men who were called gods, where the king translated that word into God instead of king, instead of man. It changes your whole perspective. It takes away all your fallacies when you understand the language and the intention it was written in. You can no longer dismiss it. You can no longer say, oh, I blame God. You can't blame God. You blame God, you blame yourself, because you're part of the universe. You're part of creation. You can't blame some neutral system of nature for what's happening to you. If you piss in the stream and then drink it, that's your own fault. You pollute the waters that God is God, and you get cancer from it, that's your own fault. You allow corporations and governments to pollute, that's your fault. You allow them to geoengineer the skies and the geology and acidify the ocean, that's your fault. That's not God. All God's going to do, which again is the universe, nature, is try to correct itself. Hey, there's some disease or some cancer growing here. I want to get back to normal. Right? See, when you take it for the metaphor it is, the allegory, the story, then you can understand it. Then you can know why it's applied in law, how it works. That everything you do that's fictional, that includes the love of money, the use of money, that includes citizenship, all these fictional things that we strive for, we live for on a day-to-day basis. Man, once you realize all of that is against the Bible, I could read you 30 passages that say, do not respect persons. What's a person? That's what you're acting as a citizen. That's corporations, associations, political parties. Those are artificial persons. Those are our gods. What is a president? He's a president.
folks, we're living in a world the likes of which we've never perceived any clearer than we do now. The plan for global governance has been in the works for generations and would have likely been achieved by now but for the fact that the globalists left open their Achilles heel. With all their tools, Federal Reserve System, fiat currency, No Child Left Behind, and then Common Core education introduced to our schools to dumb us down, vaccines, pharmaceuticals to lobotomize us, GMO foods, insertion of compromised or bought and paid for politicians, judges, mainstream media propaganda, all pieced together like a puzzle designed to ultimately bring the world under submission. But with all their strategy, they forgot one thing: knowledge. And knowledge is power. With knowledge, their bombardment is nullified. Folks, with that, as brilliant and knowledgeable as you've become, among the wisest audience of any radio audience in the world, and you are, I want you to take a moment to reflect and ask yourself, how much of that knowledge did I obtain from Republic Broadcasting Network? How high has my consciousness been raised since I've been a listener? How fast am I now able to discriminate truth from fake news by being a Republic Broadcasting listener? How clear am I now able to see the world since I've been listening to RBN? Ask yourselves those questions, folks. Then ask yourself, what is that knowledge worth to me? Like my morning coffee, how would I survive without it? A voice of truth in a sea of lies. Do we not all need to make sure it survives? Like public broadcasting, we are now finding we can only survive with listener support. Censorship, advertisers being attacked, truth itself being attacked. It's the only way through this. We at Republic Broadcasting humbly ask you to become a supporter. Look at your budget and make a determination of what Republic Broadcasting is worth to you and what you can afford on a monthly basis. Go to republicbroadcasting.org and pledge 20, 30, 40, 50, if possible, 100 a month or more if it's affordable. Click the donate button and become a regular monthly donor. Assure both us and yourself that Republic Broadcasting truth will continue to flow like that morning coffee. The network thanks you.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers, have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Due to some twist of the fates, I was allowed to substitute for Deanna Spingola today. I sure appreciate her giving me the opportunity, since I don't get the opportunity very much anymore, because I like to talk about what I'm talking about today, and most people don't like to hear the truth, even though it's supposedly the truth movement. Well, let's just continue. We were talking about the difference between religious freedom and the freedom of religion. And why is this semantics are so important is because one of these is good and one of these is really bad. First of all, you have to understand that the Constitution was written for we the people. You and I are not we the people. When you look up the word people, it actually says state. The people is a state. State is people. It's the same concept, right? What is a state but a group of people? The problem that we have, the purpose of a birth certificate is threefold. It is, one, to establish legal identity. Now, when he's talking about legal identity, that takes away your God-given rights. It takes away the blood consideration in law and puts you into a legal fiction, a contractual situation. And the contract, of course, according to the maxims of law, the contract always makes the law. So we are not considered as the people while acting in U.S. citizenship. The United States, which is in Washington, D.C., which is not one of the 50 states, and its district actually means distraint or seizure. It's another word for Caesar, actually, is distraint. Why they call it a Caesarian section is because they ripped the rip the, they disturb the natural process of birth and, of course, rip you right out. That's why it's called Caesar. Caesarian, right? So you're talking about a district. If you look up the word district, it means distraint, distress, and seizure. Well, that's what's happening. You're being abandoned at birth. When you look, for instance, at the Texas website on the purpose of the birth certificate, it says three things. One, to establish a digital identity, which, of course, we know is, that's like saying I'm going to go in the Matrix, right? It's fake. It's not real. It doesn't exist in nature. It's a separate identity. Identity is a word that means sameness. When I say I have an identity, it means I'm saying, if I'm Clint Richardson, I'm the person, a citizen of the United States, that I am the same as that fiction. I am the same. Even though I'm a flesh and blood man of God, I'm abandoning that, and I'm saying, no, I'm the same as this fictional corporate creation over here of the United States. Okay, whatever status you take. What's the other purpose? The other purpose is to create a U.S. or national citizenship. Well, what does that mean? You look up the word nation, it says goyim. Whoa, wait a minute. What? Nation goes back to pagan. Wait a minute. What's going on here? What is that? If I'm a national citizen, that means I have no place in any of the 50 states. In other words, nowhere on the land may I tread except those places that are public, and that just means in the district and jurisdiction of the United States. I'm on a monopoly board. Everywhere I land, I have to pay a fee because I'm a foreigner. You see, when we say the several states, when we're talking about the 50 states united in compact to protect each other, the people that will protect each other, the states that will protect each other, the people, the states, the people, the states, same thing, we the people, which is not us, not United States citizens, okay, the states will protect each other. That's the compact. United States is a completely different animal. It's a creation of Congress. It's not it's not what created Congress. Congress created the United States as a separate corporation to conduct commerce, just like it created the Federal Reserve, just like it created all of the post office and all these other agencies to conduct, well, they create, the United States is like the holding company for all those independent agencies, securities and exchange system, all those things. See, it's their bread and butter. It's their, they wear two hats. They have legitimate, which is we call de jure, and they have de facto, which is illegitimate or militarily enforced. We're in the de facto United States, not the States United, which is not an entity at all. It's a compact. It's an agreement. It's an unwritten concept. And then you have the United States, right? United States as a corporation. And I could go into that. It's a whole detail. It's in my books that proves without a doubt what that means. And you know what? We can actually go to the definition.
You are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Do you know there is an ongoing war right here in America? Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on. And learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
homeowners, if your lender has gone out of business or sold your transaction to another lender or servicer, you may be the victim of a wrongful foreclosure resulting in the loss of your home. If you've already lost your home, are in foreclosure, or even in good standing, you can challenge the mortgage transaction's illegal issue and your property can be restored to you. And your foreclosure can be stopped or reversed and the mortgage transaction declared unenforceable. State laws, U.S. title codes, the Uniform Commercial Codes, and U.S. Supreme Court rulings have upheld that defective mortgage documentations can reverse or stop foreclosures and enforce property title claims in favor of the homeowner. We are having successes in stopping the process of foreclosure, the enforcement of the foreclosure judgments, the sale of property, and evictions after the sale. We are not attorneys, and we don't give legal advice. We are a professional team of legal researchers, providing forensic mortgage audits and expert witnesses. We have the knowledge to produce the evidence and enforce laws regarding your legal issues. We've been in business for 12 years without a complaint. Consultations are free, and we provide a free title search to confirm if your mortgage has legal defects. Please call 855-253-3748. 855-2-KEEP-IT-TODAY.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AirOutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magpul clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AirOutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AirOutfitting.com.
Welcome back. You're at RBN, and you should be listening to Deanna Spingola right now, but you're hearing me instead, just subbing today for Deanna. My name's Clint. I have a couple websites, thecorporationnation.com, a couple documentaries of the same name, etc. My other website is strawmanstory.info, that's strawmanstory.info, where you can download for free my book, which is years and years of research, over 2,000 legal definitions, etymology, Bible verses explained, Bible words explained, etc., 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 and how it all basically blends into each other. What can I say, man? I figured it out. I figured out the system. I never thought I would actually get to the point where I could say that. Do I know all the details? No, of course not. That would require basically a photographic memory. You know, no, it's not going to happen. However, I understand how everything works together now. I understand why we're in the dire straits we are. I can answer just about any question that someone throws at me, including all the fallacies that surround what the Bible actually is, which is a book of law, that it's not religion whatsoever, and that it's the foundation of law. I can show you that. I can prove all of the things I'm saying, and that's what makes it so frustrating to be in a position where you have the knowledge but you can't express it because of so many cultural patriotic beliefs that just get in the way. So many lies that have been passed around And I, of course, fault myself for a lot of those lies that I used to believe in because I didn't check the source. Once I checked the source, I realized, oh, yeah, that's not true at all. So that's where I'm at. And in that, what I'm trying to explain now, it's very difficult. It's very, very difficult. There's so much to it, so many details, so many things that need to be understood, but I'm going to try. I'm going to keep trying. No matter how I'm suppressed, no matter how I'm put down and ridiculed, hey, what do they say, right? What did Schopenhauer say? He said, the truth will come in three stages, right? First, it'll be violently ridiculed, then it'll be violently opposed, and then it'll be accepted as self-evident. Well, I got to the point where I understood, hey, what is self-evident and what is not? And it's a beautiful place. It really is. So let's go back here and understand what is this corporation nation. Why did I call it the corporation nation? I called it that before I even understood fully what I meant, but I knew it. I could tell. Let's just go through some definitions. I'm going to use Black's Law Dictionary, the fourth edition. Black's Law is a secondary. A lot of people don't like it because, again, it doesn't say what they want it to say. It says how it is, and people don't like that. You see, the legal language is not written by us. It is not. Our opinions don't matter. Only the legal opinions of the judges that set precedent, etc. Our opinions don't matter. What you think of this dictionary doesn't matter. He's quoting court cases, right? You can't say, well, I'm going to pick and choose my law dictionary, or I'm going to pick and choose my Bible because it's been translated so much that it has nothing to do with the original anymore. No. You need to know the way things are so that you can actually fight them and use their own language against them. Otherwise, you're pretty much screwed. I'm sorry. What is a political corporation? Black's Law, by the way, is known not for necessarily getting the accurate definition, if you will, of a word, or the current definition, but the history of the word. It's a book series that is known to be a historical purview of these words. That's why it's very important as part of your arsenal of law dictionaries. I always quote Bouvier's Law Dictionary of 1856 because Congress specifically hired Bouvier to create a dictionary that explained the terms of the Constitution. Right, so that's a very important part of your arsenal. There's several dictionaries that I use, and of course, the incredible amount of jurisprudence and books and court cases that all go in several different sources. You can't have one source, obviously. But the point I'm trying to make is that Black's Law is demonized because it doesn't say what you want it to say, and that's probably our biggest fallacy in the quote-unquote truth movement, if you will, is because we want the truth to be how we want it, but the way things are so much. The truth is so much stranger than anything we can come up with. So what is a political corporation? A political corporation is a public or municipal corporation, one created for political purposes and having for its object the administration of governmental powers of a subordinate or local nature. Now, the old term for us was municip in Rome. A municip was a common citizen that belonged as a member, quote-unquote. Whether you realize it or not, you are a member of your local political corporations or municipal corporations. What is a municipal corporation? That's any city, county, state. Now, when I say state, I'm using the lowercase state, not the people that make up the state and the land and the territory of the state, but the federal district. If you want to understand that further, you can read the Buck Act and similar legislation pieces that established federal areas, which we call states, but in fact they're municipal corporations. Okay, Washington, D.C. is a municipal corporation, et cetera, et cetera. So all we're dealing with as U.S. citizens are municipal corporations, artificial persons. Okay, that's the only thing we deal with. We do not have any purview, any rights or anything from the Constitution or from the legitimate government. And why is this important? Because it says governmental powers of a subordinate or local nature. You see, the people, the states, created the Constitution, established those representatives who created it, and then the United States in Congress assembled the legitimate governmental structure that we call Congress, then created an entity in outside of the States United in Washington, D.C., called United States, quote-unquote, United States. Not the, but United States, a municipal corporation. So the seat of government was then transferred to that. So they wear two hats. They're the legitimate, the de jure, and the de facto, the illegitimate. All their commerce, which is non-governmental affairs, money-driven stuff, goes into the non-governmental stuff. That's why when you read a CAF or an annual financial report from any city, they have governmental and non-governmental thing. Enterprise funds, golf courses, these kind of things. These are not governmental, right? It's not fixing potholes, and so, right? It's money or for-profit stuff that government does. It's called non-governmental. Most people don't even know this is happening. Most people don't realize when the government sends you a bill for something, it's calling you as a customer, not even a taxpayer. Right? It's dealing with you in a non-governmental capacity, i.e. a political corporation. All right, a municipal corporation. Why is that important? Because the creator is the people, right? The people created the States United, that compact, etc., the Constitution. Then what they created, which was essentially Congress, then recreated this corporate, artificial, or de facto, illegitimate, militarily organized structure. That is what you are under. You're not the original or we the people. You are a people, uncapitalized, which, you know, really just means the common. Common means vulgar. Common means general. Common means the lowest possible class you can possibly be. Oh, but we're taught that it's freedom. We're taught that it's something special to be a citizen of the United States. No. The people are in the states. They are not citizens of what they created. They're not bound by what they created. They're not under the law that they created for the common person. The person which they create called a U.S. citizen. You see, that's the difference. And therefore, as a public or a municip, a public person, a vulgar citizen, you are under political corporations. Stuff created by the legitimate government in a de facto or illegitimate way for the administrative state, which we are all under. Okay? And this is a contractual place. Everything we do is by contract. Contract makes the law. So, what is a municipal corporation? A public corporation, a city, state, county, district, etc., created by government for political purposes and having subordinate local powers of legislation. If something is created by government, that's not a creation of the people, quote unquote. It's a creation of what they created. That means that you're not in that higher position. That means that you're a subject in the lowest possible position in something that was created by them, it. You see, there's a huge difference between our status and their status. A state, private state citizen, a landholder, in other words, in the states. You've seen movies where, you know, the city's terrorized by the local landholder or corporate. That's all true. You want to change things, you get a hold of the landholder, because all your cities are owned by somebody. The land is held by some private individual of the state. They're not United States citizens. But when they create these municipal corporations, those corporations are then, or incorporated areas, are then bound by United States law, and United States citizens are bound by United States law. And it even says in the law that the states cannot protect U.S. citizens from U.S. law. That's why U.S. law, is federal law, is always trumping state law when it comes to us, the common goyim class, U.S. citizens. We're citizens of a nation. The nation is nowhere located, nowhere in any of the 50 states. Okay, what's the purpose of the birth certificate? To establish U.S. citizenship, and thirdly, digital identity, U.S. citizenship. And thirdly, and most importantly, mere residency in a state. Okay, domicile in the United States, I mean, you're dominated there, and residency. Residency just means you're a visitor, you're a foreigner. See, everything, every state is several from each other. That several means private. Several means foreign. That's why you call it interstate commerce, which is controlled by the United States. When a state does commerce with another state, it's controlled by the United States. That's how they set it up. The problem is, everything you do is also interstate commerce. Why? Because your state is the United States. Colloquialism, we call it the state, right? The nation, the district, which literally exists in none of the territory, okay? You never step on the land. You're in a jurisdiction. You're in a district. You're never on the land. You're on a monopoly board, and every time you land on some piece of land that is owned by a private landholder, you pay a tax for use. And the only way you can do that legally is through a United States person. If I'm a student from China, I come to the United States. I don't come to California. I come to the United States, get a visa, and then go to California as a person of the United States. I can't go there to California and get land, not in an allodial status. And keep in mind, no man can have allodial status. The state is always going to be the allodial holder, and you can get perfect title if you're private, or you can be a mortgager, a dead pledge, as a foreigner, a United States citizen, which is what we all have. We're tenants. It's a feudal system. This is what I really hit home on in my book, is that we are in a feudal system, not because it is a feudal system, but because they created one by contract. It's called the United States. And everything that we do falls back into the feudal laws. And we do so under contract. That's the difference. You see, it's not our natural state. We're natural born. We could be state citizens if we knew what the hell we were doing. But no, we're birthed, right? What is certification? Folks, why do we call it a birth certificate? You know, certification or certificate is a bank term, and it means to establish ownership. Why do you fill out a birth certificate? Nowhere on that birth certificate does it say I, the parent, have paternal rights or ownership. No. It's the creation of a legal person of the United States. Why? What is the purpose, according to the state, Texas state website that someone sent me? To establish residence in Texas, but establish United States citizenship. There's a huge difference. Anybody in the world can be a resident of California or Nevada or New York. Anybody in the world can establish residency in any of the states. Okay? That doesn't mean anything. You get no rights from that because you're going through the United States through one of its statuses controlled by all these municipal corporations. What is a municipal function? One created or granted for the special benefit and advantage of an urban community embraced with the corporate within the corporate boundaries. Have you ever noticed that when you go out of your city, it will say corporate limit? When you go to a bus stop in Chicago, do you ever notice the state seal that says incorporated in 18 whatever year it was incorporated in? Have you ever looked and saw the statues that say this city or this county was established in 17 this, but incorporated in 1805 or whatever year it is? Have you not noticed that everything has turned into a corporation? And when it's turned into a corporation, it's no longer legitimate government. It's the difference between, again, a noun and a verb. It's a name. It's a corporate structure. It's not governance. It's government. All right? This government, this constitution, as we call it, this thing that was created by the people, was created for themselves and their posterity, their bloodlines. That's why all presidents are the same bloodline. They're all cousins. Yes, Obama is a white person. I know people don't like to hear that. Look up the definition of white person in the law. It'll tell you it has nothing to do with skin color. They created what is called a white person. It doesn't exist in nature. Again, we're talking about the fiction here, right? We're not talking about reality. I know you don't like to hear this, but this is the truth. This is verifiable in every way possible. It's not my opinion. What is a corporate legal individual? Why, a corporate legal individual, you've heard that corporations are persons too. And you are, in fact, called an individual as a natural person. Well, what is a corporate legal individual? A municipal corporation. That's right. It stands as a person, just like you do. It's fiction. No man is a person. You can accept a person. You can be surety for it. You can be in bond to it, like renting a car. But you're not a person. Person only exists in legal form, without substance. Form without substance. That's how the whole system works. That's what money is. A municipal corporation possesses two kinds of power, governmental and public, proprietary and private. In an exercise of the former, meaning governmental and public, the corporation is a municipal corporation, a municipal government, while as to the latter, it is a corporate legal individual. When it's acting proprietarily and privately, it's a corporate legal individual. I hope this is getting through, folks. I really do. Because it takes all the mystery out of all of this. There's no mystery. The only mystery is the things trying to hide. There are no secrets.
Tired of being lied to by mass media? It's growing more and more apparent today that news is received less and less through standard media outlets, even with a growing audience every day. RBN is beginning to direct more efforts into social media. Social media and the use of the internet is fast becoming the primary source of people for news, regardless of demographic. RBN has set out to provide some of the best news on the internet through republicbroadcasting.org and also has begun to use the tools to our advantage by way of social media. Republic Broadcasting is now operating a Facebook page to function as yet another avenue to have our collective voice reach new audiences across not only America, but across the globe as well. The Facebook page features not only news, but also an RBN player to listen to our broadcast. Get involved by visiting facebook.com/republicbroadcasting and liking our page and share it with your friends and family, because you can handle the truth.
Many people write us about their experience with Extendivite. Allow me to read you a few from Amazon.com. By Mel. Great product. My husband and father-in-law use it regularly. Both my husband and father-in-law have had significant change in their blood pressure and overall health. By Amazon customer. It works for me. Returned to buy the tincture and the capsules as they were on sale during February. Unlike some other products, this one worked for blood pressure and occasional irregular heartbeat. Extendivite produced noticeable results after just 2 bottles, a 4-month supply. I take Extendivite 3 times a day, every day. I think this supplement has helped with my increased fitness regime and to lower my blood pressure. Tell us your story. Get Extendivite today. Call 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Hey folks, CBD is the home run hitter for health right now. Why, you ask? Because of what it does for the body. Unfortunately, I can't tell you all about the benefit. You know, there's reasons. Do your due diligence and log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com. Ancient Life Oil uses organic ingredients and is blended in coconut oil for some of the best benefits. Legal in 50 states and non-psychoactive. Log on to AncientLifeOil.com. That's AncientLifeOil.com.
Do you worry a lot? Whether you're a college student, busy professional, parent, or grandparent, ongoing stress and elevated levels of the stress hormone cortisol can rob your memory, your health, and your future. Now you can combat the effects of stress and anxiety while improving your memory and recall at the same time with the dietary supplement Calm and Clever. Studies show that the ingredients in Calm and Clever reduce cortisol by as much as 30% in 1 to 2 weeks. Call 1-800-758-8746 or calmandclever.com.
Welcome back, folks. One of my biggest pet peeves is when I hear people who are just, you know, they're being passionate. They're speaking to a city council, or they're doing something on the radio, whatever it is, and they say, and they refer to themselves as we the people, or the people, and they just don't understand. They just don't understand that that's not you. Okay, when you get, for instance, a summons to appear in court, What does it say? Who's sending that summons? The people of the state that is California or whatever state you're in, right? That's the people. If you were one of them, they wouldn't be able to do that because they'd be sending it to themselves. You see, you are not the people. And the fact that you believe you are is probably one of the greatest delusions, the greatest mind controls that has ever been put on you. And again, you know, it's not our fault. This is the way the system works. This is what has happened to us, and it took me forever to understand this, to put all the pieces together and to be able to prove it without a doubt to anybody who wants to know. But how many of you want to know? That's the question. How many of you actually want to know? Because it breaks down all the barriers. It breaks down all the confusion when you understand that you don't have any rights that come from the Constitution. You don't have the right to bear arms. Well, you do, but not while you're a person of the United States, right? You lose all that because the Constitution was created by the people, but then what was created by the Congress after that was this corporation, and then it created the United States person, right? There's a huge difference. And so anything that government creates is subservient to government. The people are the creators of the government. See the difference? You're not one of them. You're not one of the quote-unquote gods who call themselves the people, the states. And you have no land in any state. You simply have a title that says you may use it and pay taxes. Right? You cannot be a landholder in perfect title if you are a United States citizen. It is impossible because you're a foreigner. No foreigner from any place in the world, including other states, can hold land. Unless you get into all of that in the private law. But you're not in private law, you're in public law. You're a public person. And you exist only in public places. You ever gone along the road and seen a private road? You're like, wait, why is it private? You probably don't give it a second thought when you see private property for real. Like the real thing. Where a private landholder owns all that land. And you're not allowed to go there because you don't have a public easement to go there. You're a United States citizen. You have no rights there. Not the right to travel. You don't have the right to do this, to do all those things. You don't have freedom. You don't have religious freedom. Now let's understand why this is so important. What do you get when you're one of the people, and what do you get when you're a commoner? Okay, a U.S. citizen, national citizen versus a private state citizen that is not a U.S. citizen. All right? Keep in mind, the Constitution only protects rights that are natural. Oh, the rights that are considered to be God-given. Okay? It does not establish new rights in any way. It only protects what it assumes you already have, according to the philosophers at the time. All right? Religious freedom. Why is religious freedom so important? You ever thought about it? What's the best what's the greatest, most powerful exemption in law? The religious one. People get away with all kinds of crap because they have a religious exemption. You get out of vaccines. Why? Religious exemption. Oh, but I don't like religion. You use it despite the fact that you like it or not. So you better respect it. You better learn what it means. We'll be back and we'll cover this one.
There is an ongoing war right here in America. Are you aware that U.S. citizens have been classified as enemies of the state since 1933? Have you recognized that our entire government is really a vast network of interlocking corporations engaged in commerce? Look up Title 28, Section 3002. Tune in to In Defense of Humanity on Saturday nights at 7 p.m. Central Time. Find out what's really going on and learn how to protect yourself and your family as flesh and blood men and women living in a corporate reality.
This is RBN.